We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to Jim Van Sickle right now, our local friend who's at the Vatican for this clerical sex abuse summit. Jim, you and I were just texting. Tell me about what you were talking about, what you saw, this group of seminarians or a couple of them. Tell me.
Yeah, I was out having a talk, and two seminary students here at the Vatican came in with a group of younger kids, 15, 16 years old, and immediately I was triggered because I just didn't like the look of it. These seminarians, I don't know if they're ordained or not, but they were dressed in their priestly clothing, were giving out cigarettes. And here in Rome, I guess, as long as somebody underage is with an adult, they're allowed to drink in public in an establishment. I didn't know that at the time, but I still had the same concern because I recall those same experiences.
From when you were abused?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it as grooming behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, these kids were from another country. They're here for some sort of a, you know, retreat type situation. They're fairly young in terms of their age. And, you know, I just felt like these kids were just having fun as kids, yet they were being tutored by two seminarian students. Now, I call them seminary students because they were young, just as Polson was with me.
Right. And he plied you with beer.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He, you know, beer, you know, just friendship, just constantly being there for me.
Wrestling, you know, touching, yes.
Grooming is a process.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Jim, prosecutors in the States, since this all started in Rome where you're at, they slammed the Catholic Church saying it should not be trusted to police itself. Do you agree or disagree?
I totally agree.
Why?
They are unable and incapable of policing themselves. And I think that what we're hearing out of the Vatican this week is an example of it. I mean, I think the 21 points that were just brought up, you know, there wasn't anything new that we didn't know a week ago. You know, the Dallas Charter said we're going to start turning this over to law enforcement, and now the Pope's saying we're going to turn this over to law enforcement. I mean, what's different? You didn't do it for the last 16 years since the Dallas Charter. What makes us believe it's going to be any different now?
Right. And I think what this illustrates is the unwillingness of this Pope to lead.
Yeah. You know, my feeling is that they really haven't accepted that this is a problem for them. You know, I feel like there's a certain level of arrogance that, you know, that they could just outweigh us or just let it blow over at some point. They don't seem super concerned about the amount of outcry out of the U.S., let alone some other countries. But there are other countries where they're not seeing it yet. And those cardinals are asking why we're having this summit. So,
yeah, but I also think, Jim, if you really drill down on it, I truly believe, because I've talked to so many leaders here, including our bishop here, they'll tell you straight to your face it's behind them. 95% of the priests are dead. There's been an insignificant, almost an uncountable number of cases in the last 10 years, so let it be. I think that's how they feel, and that's how they dismiss it, and that's how they manage it.
That's exactly how they feel, and the interesting thing there for the listeners is, you know, I know Zubik has said that in 1990 there's been very few cases since then. Well, if you look at the amount of time it takes for a survivor to come forward, let's just say it's 30 years. We won't see those people come forward in 2020. So how can he say that the programs they put in place have made any difference? They don't have enough data to make that statement.
Right. So what are you expecting? What happens during the course of the weekend? When do you come home?
I come home. I fly out early Tuesday.
Okay.
You know, as far as tomorrow, I think it'll be much of the same. I don't think we're going to hear anything that revolves around any kind of steps of action. We'll continue to speak out here. Media is still buzzing around everywhere. It's what seems to me to be an increase in police and military, presence in and around the Vatican. We've even felt that we've noticed plainclothes on the ground, sort of listening into when we do some interviews. You know, the prime place to do an interview is right in the front of the Vatican, which is a place where I'm sure they don't want us to do it.
Well, what's really disappointing is heartening, and I can actually hear it in your voice, unless you're just exhausted, is that what they have done is not acknowledged or received in front of the Pope, groups of folks like you, whether it's you or not. They have not acknowledged the vast number of victims who came there hoping that they would be acknowledged. It's got to be a kick right in the heart.
Nothing. It is. People have traveled here and have gotten no response. And, you know, that response could have came in a speech. It could have came from the Pope that this is, and we're looking at it, and, you know, whatever. Something pastoral from the Catholic Church would have been wonderful. But what we've heard is deflection. We've heard, you know, related to the devil because we reach out to, you know, we attack the church. Well, we're going to continue to do that. And again, I know myself, and I'm sure there are others, we're not after the religion and we're not after the faithful. We need their support
right, as
a voice. And I believe that a lot of Catholics just don't know how to speak back to the leaders of their parish, of their diocese. You know, there's a wall there that they've put as a boundary. It's time for, you know, survivors and Catholics alike to step through that wall and start to ask the questions that are necessary.
Well, we're looking forward to talking to you again on Monday, same time, same place. And I hope that something happens this weekend that gives you a little bit more faith. But hang in there, my friend.
Yeah, we love you, man. You've been amazing to us and quite an inspiration. And
you're a voice for so many people.
You are. Hang in there, brother. We'll talk to you Monday.
Well, thank you.
All right, man.
You guys have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.